Good evening, everybody. This is Senior Director Baird Shahanian out of Parkersburg, Pennsylvania. And it is the top of the hour on the 6th of November. It is November already. I can't believe it. In the year 2016, and you are on the Westchester Friends conference call. And we have an amazing call for you tonight. We have a great guest, one of my favorite guests. He's not only a guest, but he's a good friend. I'm really excited about that. But of course, before we get to our guests, I've got to introduce my cohort in crime. That is none other than Executive Director Brian Dilsheimer. Brian, what's up tonight?
Oh, Bears. I'll tell you, man, November. It got here quick, didn't it? But, man,
it's cooling us, Brian, because it's still warm outside.
I know. I'll take that all day long. But I figure every nice day we get is one day closer to spring with bad weather, you know?
I don't know. I kind of like the change of seasons. I like the fact that we get to go skiing in the wintertime, and I kind of like those things. I look forward to that stuff.
I like the change of seasons from fall to spring to summer to fall to spring to summer. That would be good with me. You never know.
You're not
I lived
a cold
in,
weather
in
guy,
Minneapolis.
I can tell.
I lived in Minneapolis for 6 years. I still don't know how I did that.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, Brian, before we get started, today I was talking on Facebook. I did this quick video about accountability because I think it's such an important topic, and it's something that most of us really tend to shy away from. We're afraid of being held accountable to anything, or we set our goals so low that we can reach them and it feels easy, and we're really not getting anywhere. And I saw this quote today, and it goes like this. I wrote it down, and I wrote down what every moment writing.
Gotta love it.
You either make yourself accountable or you will be made accountable by your circumstances. So you either make yourself accountable and own up to what you need to do and set goals for yourself and find someone to be accountable with you, or you're going to be held accountable for the circumstances you land in because you've let the world kind of decide your fate rather than you decide the fate for yourself. And I think it's such an important thing, Brian. I have several accountability partners. You're one of them. The guest on our call tonight is another one of them. And I have several others, and it helps me to keep my ship afloat and aimed in the right direction so that it's not going along with the current or the wind, but the way that I set my sail and the way I set my rudder. And I think that's such an important thing. And I know that's an important thing to you too, Brian.
Yeah, you know, that's a great quote. I love that. It sort of reminds me of the quote that you can either, get busy making your own dreams come true, or somebody else will hire you to make theirs come true. And it's kind of a similar quote. I love it. But I like the fact that you need multiple accountability partners to keep you in line. I think that's cool.
Yeah, you know, I'm just one of those people. I'm just all over the place. I got to have a lot of trainers here. It's important.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, I think that, you know, we joke about it, but it's really important because, Bears, as you know, no matter what you do, you know, whether it's stream or a job or your personal life, I mean, everything you do, it comes in peaks and valleys. And accountability partner is really important because it keeps you honest, right? And when you're down, you need that accountability partner to help lift you up. When you're up, you can help lift them up to a higher level, and together you create synergies that you can't get on your own. So it really is critical. Everybody should have an accountability partner, and it shouldn't be something that it's in name, but you got to talk to that person every single day, and you got to talk about what your goals are, not what your goals are for the next 18 months, but what are your goals when we, you know, that you want to accomplish before we talk again tomorrow, and then, you know, hold that person accountable for that. That's why they're called the accountability partner. So, Bears, that's a great topic that you brought up. And, man, it's so critical. It's amazing to me. I'll ask people all the time, do you have an accountability partner? And most people say no. And they just think it's just, you know, they're not going to get the benefit out of it or the value out of it, or they don't want to be, you know, they don't want their feet held to the fire. And, you know, it's a shame because, you know, it adds so much value for those of us like you and me and our guests tonight that have accountability partners. It makes us all better. And it also gives us an opportunity to add value to other people, which is just as rewarding. So Everybody needs to have an accountability partner and do it actively where you're talking to that person every single day.
And you know what, Brian? You made a – I just want to make a quick point before you introduce our guest. You made a really – you kind of alluded to something there where you talked about how people don't like to have their feet held to the fire. A lot of – there's a lot of talk about the fact that people fear public speaking more than they fear death. That's a bunch of crap, because I think if you said to anybody, look, you got a choice, either I shoot you in the head or you got to get up on the stage and talk. I think they're going to get up on the stage and talk. I'm pretty certain that about 100% of the people are going to do that. The real fear people have is being embarrassed and being put in a place where they feel uncomfortable. That's people's biggest fear, actually. And by being held accountable, you're putting yourself out there so that if you don't do what you say you're going to do, or you don't succeed at what you say you're going to succeed at, then people see and you feel embarrassed because you put yourself out there. But that's what an accountability partner is really for. It's that person that will say, you know what, Brian, you said you were going to call 20 people today. You called one. What's up? You said you wanted to do that. Why didn't you do that? And that's what it's all about. That's what being having an accountability partner will do for you. It makes you be accountable. So I don't want to talk too much more about this unless you've got one more thing to throw in there, Brian, and then we want to introduce our guest.
Well, yeah, the one thing, let's get to our guest, who, as usual, is going to add more value than we will. So, but you know what? You said something that sparked something, because you talked about how we're scared of being embarrassed. And that's because we don't want to step out, you know, public speaking or whatever it is, we don't want to step outside of our comfort zone. And the one thing that I have learned almost more than anything else in this business is the fact that fear is imaginary and anticipatory. And almost every time you force yourself out of your comfort zone, I find myself saying, oh, that wasn't so bad. And that doesn't always mean that I get the right result or the result that I'm looking for. But what it means is the fact that it really wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. And so it's important to step outside of our comfort zone, because that's how we build our skill set, and that's how we expand that comfort zone. So good early chat tonight, Bears, and now we can build on it with the stud we got on our call.
That's true. So here we go. I am so excited to have this guy on the call. He's always full of energy. He's always full of knowledge and wisdom, and he's got such great techniques and a great way with talking with people. He's one of those people that if he says, hey, I'm going to go, speaking of fear, I'm going to go hang gliding, everyone says, I'm going too. And for somehow everyone loves to follow this guy, and I feel so honored to have had the opportunity to share the stage with him a couple of months ago at an event we had together called Live the Dream Live, and we get to do it again in January. I'm so excited. I get to share the stage with him, and I get to share this call with him and you, and I'm speaking of none other than Presidential Director James Levins. James, what's up?
What's up, boys? Happy Sunday. How are we making out?
Happy Sunday. We're doing great. How about you?
Great. Just looking forward to my favorite day in the world is Monday morning tomorrow coming up. Everybody else hates it. I love it.
I love Mondays. Mondays are a day to get things done and kind of move your life forward. It's an exciting day to me. I love it.
Absolutely. Bears, you know what's funny? You sound like a radio host. It's like absolutely perfectly clear. And Brian, you sound amazing too, as usual. I love your voice.
But not as good as me, right?
Not as good as you, man. That's awesome.
Nobody's as good as you.
Brian told me I had a radio face the other day.
Yeah, you have a great radio face. I love it. That's perfect. I'm pumped. I think you hear my voice is shot. It's been shot for about 4 weeks now. I don't really get into the call, but guys, I'm so excited. I have done probably 11 conference calls today, and I'm not even anywhere near done yet. Now's the time. This call is going to set you up for the next 6 weeks or 7 weeks till January 1st. And then boost you for the entire 2017. So, boys, let's get this call rocking.
Awesome. Let's go. James, my first question to you is, I think it's a really simple question. Maybe. What is it, and I think a lot of people want to know the answer to this question, what is it that sets you apart from everyone else? And the reason I'm asking that question, what I mean by it is, It seems that everything you do is very easy for you. You work really hard at it. Don't get me wrong by saying the word easy, but things come easy to you. The relationships you build with people come easy to you. People jump into your business easier than they jump into a stream with other people. At least it appears that way. What is your secret? What's different about what you do versus what everyone else does?
100% answer is confidence. If you ever notice my posture, it's always in a positive manner. Confidence, anytime I talk to somebody about the opportunity, about anything in life, my shoulders are up, I'm always excited, and they kind of get attracted to that, Bears. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, your background's in the car business, you're a car salesman. Understand one thing, guys. I was not a car salesman. I was a wholesaler. I never sold cars to the public. You would come to my lot to buy a car, I would literally say, I don't care how much money you give me for this car, I'm not taking it because you can't buy it from me. You have to buy it from the auto auction. Guys, my posture is, unless people are who I want to be, or unless they, you know, are where I want to be in life, their opinion means nothing to me. So when I have people that want to join my team, my posture is up. I'm excited about the opportunity, and I execute that. And here's the best part about network marketing. People join your team all day long, or they can. You show them the business. You have the opportunity to pick and choose anybody that you want to work with. If you go to share the business plan to somebody and you just don't like the way they're acting or their attitude, you can physically shut your computer and say, you know what? I see this isn't the right time in your life. Can I please just get your energy account? You know, would you help me out? Be one of my customers. Guys, the ball's in your court. And when people join my team, I don't sit there and go through training or any of that kind of stuff. I literally just set them up with confidence of, look, you have to believe in yourself first before you can go out there and share this with anybody. Because if you can't get yourself to believe this works, you're never going to make it happen or believe, or anybody else can believe. So, guys, posture is key, confidence is key, and get ready for the negativity. I showed the business the other night. Some kid told me it's not going to work. I just smiled. I said, you're probably right, but if you need me tomorrow, I'm going to go take my boat out while you're working 9 to 9. Like, literally, like, and I mean, I don't even be cocky saying that, but he said it's probably not going to work. He has seen my success from day one up, and he told me it's probably not going to work. It's probably not going to last that long. Okay, that's your opinion. But where he works at his job is not what I want to do in the future. So I could care less what he says. I smiled. I did get his gas and electric bill, and he's one of my great customers. And you know what? 10 years down the road, maybe he'll be my associate. But if he doesn't, I could really care less, guys. But that's it, Bears. Confidence is key, and then everything else is cake.
So, James, this kid, clearly, I mean, he understands that it does work. He's saying it's not going to work, probably more because he doesn't believe that he can make it work. Now, a lot of people would probably work on trying to convince this kid, yeah, Will, here's why I will, and they'll go into this mode where they've got to get this kid into their business because in their mind they've got no one else, and they work on no one except this kid until this kid moves to Siberia to get away from them. What can people do so that they don't get into that phase, so they don't get this one and done mentality where I only have this one shot. It's a one-shot mentality. If I don't get this person, I'm done, I'm through. And then when that person clearly is making an excuse, saying in their own secret language, hey, this is not for me. This is not something I see myself doing. How do we get our mind wrapped around that and move on?
I can appreciate that. I love it. They can say, everybody says it on stage in training. I can appreciate that. If it's not for you, no problem. I'm here to answer any questions you may have. But at the end of the day, guys, great. Get their bill. Because you understand this. This whole $1,000 thing, every 15 accounts that you put in, either electricity or gas, every 15, you get $1,000. I don't really care if people join my team anymore. Obviously, I want them to partner up with me. But if they're going to make every excuse under the sun, understand this. $1,000 divided by 15 is $66. If you get a bill that's gas and electric, it's $132 for your time spent. So either way, you're going to win, and then you get residual every month. So stop literally getting negative about this one person won't join. This one person said he's going to kill it, but he won't return my phone calls. Screw that one person. Because guess what? I'm on fire, and I'm going to sponsor every person you don't talk to. And I don't mean to sound like that, but I apologize. But that's the problem with people is they sit there and they stare at that one person. They're going to kill it, kill it, kill it. When you need to have multiple people in that pipeline rocking, and it's funny because I sit there, I'll know within 5 to 7 minutes if this person is going to join or not. I've just been in it for almost 6 years, and it's crazy. November 9th is my 6th anniversary. I already know within the first 5 to 7 minutes if they're going to join, and if they have the posture, they're not, I go in right for the bill. Like, literally, not right for the kill, right for the bill, because I want to build my residual, and I want to get toward 15 towards that $1,000. And if they want to join, that's even 10 times better. And then you teach them the same mentality. All it is monkey see, monkey do, piece duplication, and everybody go out and get those no's but get bills, and everybody has a huge residual.
James, when I got started, it was just a little bit after you did, a few weeks after you did, and it was always very confusing to me at first. Do I get the bill? Do I go and fill up a whole bunch of bills, or do I get my new person to sponsor someone? Which is more important? And you have the mindset where when someone signs up, my first job with them is to get them free energy. Explain to everyone why that's so valuable and how that has changed your business. And then I'm going to pass it over to Brian.
Absolutely. Free energy, especially with this promotion now, guys. I'm a huge advocate, and I say this today, meaning on, I don't know what date it is, November something. Whatever today's date is, this is how I build a business right now today. You join, you go out and get 15 customers, and after that you get $1,000. Actually, with the promotion now, it's $1,200. Because it's only $199 to join, which I'm sure we'll talk about at the end. But when they join, they get 3 customers, they get $200 back. They hit the 10th point, they get $500. The 15th point, another $500. Not only did you start your own company for $199, but you profited $1,000. You profited. Try having any other business in the world that can do that. Why do I do this? You go out and get 15 customers in the first week. 3 days, 2 days, 1 day, depending on how serious you want to take this. And at the end of that run to 15, not only will you receive a $1,000 profit, but from there on out, you will have the average of the 15 accounts every single month, whether you wake up or not. Here is the proven story of it in your mindset. Think about this, guys. If you literally just want a grand for Christmas and you get crazy today, go out and get 15 accounts, and do nothing else ever again in your stream business career, you will have profited $1,000, and you will receive the average check. If you're a regular person, $100, $200. If you're Brian Dilsheimer, $28,000 a month. Right, Brian? But what
That's
I'm saying,
very
I'm
funny.
It's great. I mean, guys, think about this. If you go out and switch a bunch of houses, and they're real big mansions that the bills are $1,200 a month for the energy part, you're getting $1,200 a month. But don't count any house out because you still get residual on them. So, Bears, the way I teach it, get to 15 as fast as you can, get that $1,000 check, get the average residual every month that's going to cover your energy bill, and then I go out and I share with all your friends, hey, listen, I did this gig for 3 weeks. Not only did I profit $1,000 to help me pay my mortgage that month, but I'm going to have a check come every single month whether I wake up or not. You want to take a look at what I have? It may or may not be for you. And if they say no, great. I'll get your electric bill or your gas bill. Can't wait.
Yeah, and the beauty of it, James, also is that, as we start to teach our teams to go out and get that free energy, what does that do for us? It builds our residual as well, all the way down the line. So it's a win-win, absolutely. But so, look, you are the guy within Stream that there's been a few different times. There's, right when I joined, you were going crazy. The last 5 months of last year, you went crazy. I think you're going crazy right now again. So we talked a little bit upfront about mindset, belief and passion and posture and confidence and how that's great. But that by itself doesn't get it done. You need to take massive action. So there's a lot of people on this call that want to build a big business, and they want to take action. But I want you to tell people exactly what that means. If they want to be a superstar, executive director, presidential director, national director, what kinds of things do you do day to day when you're on one of these blitzes for 90 days or 6 months or whatever it is? What are you doing to move the needle faster than anybody else?
To sum it up in one word answer, Brian, what am I doing? The answer is something, okay? I say that because people always get ready to get ready, and it's not their fault. Don't forget, people have kids, they have jobs, they have life, they have busy lives, they have everything hitting them in the face. So stream, a lot of times, is a 1% priority on the side. When I was in the car business, I had 100% priority was to buy and sell 500 cars a month. I was writing checks for $200,000, $300,000 at a clip. I was writing checks for millions a month, okay? Understand that. So I had to have 100% focus on it. When the stream opportunity came into my lap, I put about 3% out of that 100% towards stream until Ryan Morris came to my car lot, and I realized that there's a better way. This is the way to get out. So what did I do? I still 97% concentrated on the car business because I was writing checks for a lot of money and I couldn't screw it up. But that 3%, I turned into 300% in a different part of my brain, and I had to concentrate on that too. So I set a goal. Now here's what you do, guys. You set a goal of what you want to achieve. Let's say you're brand new in the business. You want to achieve managing director by ignition. Let's say you want to achieve a senior director by ignition. It's overwhelming because you got to get two regional directors and this and that and customers and this and everybody to get qualified. You go crazy, and then here's what you do. You sit in your basement in the dark with your blanket over top of you, sitting on your couch crying, saying, I can't do it. It's too much. But I'll bet you that if you say, I want to go senior director by ignition, okay, 5 months away, you say, okay, how do you get the senior director? I'm brand new in the business. I need to go find two business partners. Boom, got them. Done deal. You help them be successful. Now you're a regional director. What do? You got to go find two people that want it more than you. You show them how to be successful and become regional directors, and then you help them build their team. Then if you break it down to now you're a managing director, congratulations. All you need to do is find two people that want to go crazy and promote to senior director, even though you only need them to go managing director, in a length amount of time. I break it down to this. I have between now and January 1st to achieve regional or managing director. And then I spend the next 3 months grinding it to lock horns with two people that want it more than me so I can show them how to get to managing director. And by default, guys, understand this, by default, you achieve your goals. And when I say by default, I mean this. This is the greatest industry on the planet because in every other industry of corporate America and all that kind of stuff, you do not want to see people succeed because why? They could take your job. In this business, the greatest feeling in the world is watching somebody become more successful than you are, and by default, you become very successful. So if you forget about the money for 5 seconds, if you forget about everything, forget about your goal to senior director by ignition, and you bury yourself in helping a few other people hit regional or managing director, by default, you're on a free chip in June on Stream's dime because you're going to promote the senior director. Put it this way. I have three guys on my team right now that want to become executive directors. They called me. They said, I'm going to do what it takes. I have been doing, when I say 20 calls a day, I'm not exaggerating. I'm doing meeting after meeting. I have not worked this hard since 2011. But I don't care the end result of me. I want them to achieve their goals and dreams, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to help them. And by default, I'm going to achieve some of my goals and dreams. Do you guys get that? The money means nothing to me now, even though we're all in this to make money. But when you better yourself and others' success, your paychecks are going to prove it at the end of the week. Did I answer that, Ryan? Okay.
That was awesome. That was awesome. Okay, so we've talked a little bit about mindset and confidence and posture, and we've talked about taking massive action, helping others. The third piece to the equation is skills. Obviously, when I joined this business, I thought this business just was very intuitive. I didn't realize there were skills, and I went out and I fell flat on my face. But as we've all learned, there are a lot of skills to this business. So as we are taking action and having the right posture and mindset, we need to build our skills. So how have you been able to build your skills? And when you have these people on your team that say, hey, I want to be a senior director, I want to be an executive director, how do you help put together a game plan for them so that they can build their skills and ultimately you can take all the stuff that's in your head and somehow transfer it to them so that they can ultimately make the snowball go without you?
I have to answer this question in 50 different ways, only because it all depends on the person, Brian. You know, as far as skills go, I look at the person that joins my team, and either they're a hustling entrepreneur, they're a corporate person, they're a or they're a 9-to-5 worker, they're this and that, or they're a single mom or a stay-at-home mom or dad. So the skill set is going to be depending on the person. So if you're a hustling entrepreneur, obviously the skill is go out and find a bunch of hustling entrepreneurs that want to make a ton of money with us off of deregulation without opening up our own energy company. So there's a skill right there in itself of you're already positive, you're already a go-getter. So take your skills that you already created in business itself and just implement them in a stream, and you'll go out and create success with your fellow entrepreneurs. If you're a corporate person, I would definitely go for the grind of, you know, if instead of watching TV at night, make 3 or 4 phone calls or get somebody on a third-party call. Third-party calls are awesome with your upline for new prospects. Or go out and get the 15 customers, okay? Show proof that you've made 1,000, you've profited in your business, and then literally just go out and tell your friends, hey, I don't even know what I'm doing because I'm brand new to this, but I know I work at my 9-to-5 job and I hate it, and I want to smash the phone in my cubicle, my computer. But my buddy Brian hooked me up. Now I get 15 customers in this referral program, and I make some extra money, and I get an average check. I'm looking for somebody to do it. Or if you're a single mom, okay, or something like that, or stay-at-home dad or stay-at-home mom, I would again go after the 15-customer deal, get some money in your bank account, and then just go around and just act excited about the new opportunity. If you make it sound difficult, nobody's going to join. But if you say, hey, you know, it's great. My friend Brian introduced me to this gig where I want to stay at home with the kids. You know, I want to get them off to the bus stop. I want to do my thing during the day and then be there for when they get home. I'm the lunch moderator, whatever. Make 3 phone calls a day and treat it like a full-time job, or go meet somebody and act excited on, you'll never believe this. You know, I'm making some extra money where I can stay home with the kids. And by the way, I'm actually making great money and I get an average check. Right, there's so many different things, but the skill itself, you're going to have to figure out what your best aspects are when building this, your personal skills, and then you got to execute them. So to answer that in a whole, it's like I can't answer that for everybody, but that's kind of a general way of it really depends on what kind of person you are.
Awesome, James. Thanks so much. This is Bear. We're at the bottom of the hour, so we want to close it out. Before we close it out, I want to give you the chance to just kind of say the last thing, whatever it is you think that people need to know, the folks on this call need to know so that they can get to that next level of success. And then we'll close out the call, let everyone say goodnight and thank you.
I love how you said next level, Bear, because actually when we did our event back in September, I always talked about how do you differ yourself from every other person? You've got to take your mindset to the next level, and you will achieve your goals and dreams. And it sounds cheesy, but it's 100% truth, and I'm living proof of that. I want it out of the grind. So I said, screw everybody that doesn't have what I want and isn't where I want to be and the negativity around me. I took my mindset to that next level, and I grinded, and it worked. Guys, take this advice I'm about to give you here. Larry Mondry, the CEO, Dan O'Malley, his right-hand man, these guys are absolute business beasts. And I say that in a great way of they have taken companies from ground level to ridiculous success. We have the opportunity that we have these two gentlemen leading the ship right now. There is so much money on the table. Everything we've wanted, they have delivered. They're paying for customers. They're giving great residuals. They're giving an average check. This new bonus in November with the matching bonus when you sponsor somebody and they go RD, that's even more money. Guys, there's nothing else that can be better to help you build your business besides you and your mindset. It's $199 to join. It's normally $375. That is going to go away. I'm telling you, stop getting ready to get ready. Don't wait till February to start building your business, because if you do it now, you set yourself up with the $199 promotion with all the money thrown out for customers. You set yourself up between now and January 1st, and then you do a 90-day blitz to ignition. And I promise you, as long as you listen to your mentors, listen to your upline, don't listen to those stupid broke losers who tell you it's not going to work, that you're stupid for doing it, and you go back to your 9-to-5 where you hate your life because that's what you're put on the planet to do. They mean nothing to you. Put your blinders on, block them out, and do whatever it takes to achieve your goals. When you stand on stage at Ignition, you are going to say, I remember that call on Sunday night on the Westchester Friends call, and I said, I set my goal tonight. Monday morning it starts, and make it happen. You guys rock. I look forward to seeing you guys in the future, and I got to go on my next call. But thanks again, guys, for having me on. Miss you guys, love you guys, and have a great night.
Thank you, James. So, guys, set your goals and then find someone who you can be accountable with and to, and make sure you kick it. That's it tonight, guys. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, James. And we will see – I was tongue-tied. We will see all of you next week back here at 8 p.m. on Sunday night for the Westchester Friends conference call. I will unmute the call so you can all say good night and thank you.